From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. The summer movie season that ends today has been a financial disappointment. Box office receipts remain steady, but only because of higher ticket prices. And except for the family film Shrek, few pictures held audience attention for more than a week or two. Hollywood hopes to change its luck with the coming of chilly weather. Almost 100 new films will arrive in theaters before Thanksgiving, many of them Oscar hopefuls. Here is Bob Mondello's selective preview.
Fall of 2001 will be known as many things, but perhaps most of all as the season that kickboxing made its first appearance in French historical epics. Four films featuring powdered wigs and Gallic settings will arrive, and three of them employ martial arts choreography, proving that genre films come in all shapes and accents. There's the French-language film Brotherhood of the Wolf, which, despite the on-screen presence of Louis XV, can almost be described as Crouching Werewolf, Hidden Dragon. Also a new Count of Monte Cristo, in which both Errol Flynn and Bruce Lee would feel right at home, and The Musketeer, in which the story of D'Artagnan has more to do with backflips than with either literature or history.
Well, we wanted to see how good you are, and you're quite good.
I wish to explain.
You behave as though you've never seen a naked woman.
Never one quite so naked.
New ways to have your buckle swashed. There's also a more decorous French costume epic, Affair of the Necklace, starring Hilary Swank as a noblewoman out for revenge. Revenge, of course, is sweet in any period, so it's being served up in modern dress, too. In the comedy Two Can Play That Game, about a woman who turns the tables on a cheating boyfriend. In the road picture Joyride, in which a trucker hunts down some CB radio pranksters who've offended him. And in the thriller The Heist, in which the same pot of gold gets chased after by two like-minded thieves, played by Gene Hackman and Danny DeVito.
Nobody gets the goods like you, Joe. Everybody can get the goods. The hard part's getting away. Plan a good enough getaway, you could steal Ebbets Field. Ebbets Field's gone. What'd I tell you?
Snappy dialogue and direction for The Heist supplied by David Mamet. A couple of brother teams have high-profile premieres coming up. Albert and Alan Hughes, who made Menace to Society, will be back with a new version of the Jack the Ripper story. It's called From Hell and stars Johnny Depp. And Joel and Ethan Coen, who sparked a bluegrass craze with their comedy Oh Brother, Where Art Thou this year, plan to shake audiences up with a black-and-white thriller called The Man Who Wasn't There, in which Billy Bob Thornton plays a barber.
Me, I don't talk much. I just cut the hair.
You say he was being blackmailed. By who? You don't know. For having an affair. With who? You don't know. Did anyone else know about it? Probably not. You don't know.
Cutting hair is just one of many usually ignored professions that'll have cameras trained on them this fall. In Novocaine, Steve Martin plays a dentist who gets involved in a murder plot. In My First Mister, Albert Brooks is a men's haberdasher who hires a teenage girl with so many piercings she scares his customers. And in the low-budget film Diamond Men, a traveling jewel salesman on the verge of retirement gets thoroughly exasperated with the youngster his bosses expect him to train to take over his route.
You buy yourself a box of pencils. You get yourself a sign that says, I do not speak. You go to the airport, you keep your mouth shut. You sell 1,000 pencils, and then we'll talk.
No, I scored really well in customer relations training, thank you.
Well, I give my customers about 4 minutes before they toss you out the door.
The younger guy is played by Donnie Wahlberg, who used to sing with New Kids on the Block, just like his younger brother Mark Wahlberg, who, in a sort of role reversal in the movie Rockstar, will play an ordinary guy who gets tapped to replace his favorite band's lead singer.
Just a regular guy who grew up with the posters of these guys on my walls.
And now I'm one of them!
The Cinderella version of this same story debuts a few weeks later with Mariah Carey in the lead. It's called Glitter. And if you're young enough to idolize Lance and Joey from the squeaky clean boy band NSYNC, You'll probably want to see their movie, On the Line. It's about a guy who meets the girl of his dreams but is too shy to get her phone number. That exact plot, incidentally, is also featured in another movie called Serendipity, though John Cusack isn't too shy to ask the girl of his dreams.
Maybe you should give me your phone number.
He's just unlucky enough to have a gust of wind blow the piece of paper away as it's handed to him.
That was an accident.
There are no accidents.
This is wrong! You don't have the most incredible night of your life and then leave it all to chance, do you?
See this book?
I do.
Tonight, when I get home, I'm going to write my name and number inside it, and then first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to sell it to a used bookstore.
What happens if I meet somebody before I find it?
You won't.
That's just crazy.
Think that's a problem? Well, how would you like to be a psychiatrist whose patient claims to be from another planet called Capax, and just as you think you can cure him, you note that he's having a miraculous effect on his fellow patients?
I'm Capax. When I'm gone, nobody misses me. There would be no reason to. Yet I sense that when I leave here,
what the hell?
I will be missed. Strange feeling. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a beam of light to catch.
Capax stars Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges. As always in the fall, there's not much for kids at first, but things get better as Thanksgiving approaches. With Shrek having just established that animated ogres can be adorable, Monsters Incorporated will take audiences behind the scenes with the boogeymen who hide under beds and in closets. What you may not have known about those boogeymen is that they're as afraid of kids as kids are of them.
What happened?
The kid almost touched me!
You can't touch a child, they're toxic! If a kid ever got through one of our doors, the result would be catastrophic.
Bucket.
Ah!
Ah! Kitty!
That thing is a killing machine!
No!
There's a kid here! A human kid!
Disney expects to clean up with Monsters Incorporated and would normally open it just before Thanksgiving, but to avoid competition with another film, they moved it to early November. Thanksgiving, everyone agrees, will be pretty much owned by a movie about a little boy who discovers he's special.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
J.K. Rowling's best-selling kids' novel, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed. Or worse, expelled.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
So will audiences, of course, because a month later, Harry Potter will be joined at the multiplex by a whole raft of Oscar hopefuls and Christmas releases, including the first installment of a trilogy that was big with the parents of the Hogwarts crowd, J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, and may the best wizards win. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Sarah Saracen, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Mark Greenhouse. Help today from member stations WAMC in Albany, New York, KCUR, Kansas City, WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee.